You're listening to Spiritual Growth Tools on the radio, helping you understand the blocks you have in your life to being happy, with a wide variety of guests to help you better understand the problems you're having in your own life. Whether you're depressed, poverty-stricken, suffering ill health, or confused about how to take the next step, discover products, services, and information that will enable you to grow with grace and address issues that are preventing you from happiness, health, or abundance. Go to spiritualgrowthtools.co.uk and find out what's holding you back.
Hello, everyone, and you are listening to Spiritual Growth Tools on the radio, where we discuss spiritual growth, what that means, and how it can help you to move forward through the blocks that you have to health and happiness. I am your host, Caroline Nettle, and today's guest is Rudy Hunter, and I can just see from an email that he sent me which number he's ringing in from, so I'll just write that down and check, because we have a large number of people on the phone today, which is fabulous. I don't see him here. 845. Okay. Hi, Rudy, is that you?
Hi, Caroline, it's me.
Thank goodness for that. I'm so sorry about that. I was just looking up and down the numbers. I don't think I've ever had quite this many guests on before. So thank you very much for broadcasting it out. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Oh, well, it's a real pleasure for me, and I have been following your work for a little while now. So in case anyone is listening to this and they've never heard of Rudy Hunter, I highly recommend you go and check him out. But we're going to be talking for the next hour about what he does and taking some calls in a little while. So patience to those on the phone. So he has spent the last 30 years helping people and animals back to health and vitality using energy work. He teaches energetic healing and has a private practice. And what I love is that you say he tells his clients to go and try everything else first and then give him a call. That's wonderful. But maybe we could start off by you introducing yourself a little bit, whatever you'd like to say about that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm, well, thrilled to bits to be here. And I'm just, I'm reeling from the fact it's been 30 years. So it has been a long time. And I really am very lucky. I've been privileged to work with lots of wonderful people and lots of wonderful animals. And I'm fond of saying that I'm the most skeptical fellow that there is. And I'm the most surprised I ended up doing the work I'm doing, because this is the work I used to make fun of. I thought it was just absolutely full tilt woo-woo nutty deluxe, and turns out that I ended up doing it and loving it, so I feel very lucky.
Wonderful. And how was it that you came to be doing this kind of work?
Well, the plan was, when I was a kid, I started two things simultaneously very young. I started magic, and I started dancing when I was 8, and did both of those for a very long time, loved them. And during a dance performance when I was 17 or 18, I had to do a hang drop from a piece of scenery. I was in a theater company, and my back got very injured during that drop. And in that moment, my dancing career ended.
Wow.
Yeah, it was not a good day. So no. Thankfully, the magic carried me through, and I went on to do, I made my living as a professional magician for donkey's years. I got invited to great parties and reached all the goals I'd set for myself in magic, and magic was very good to me. I was very angry and frustrated about the dancing, because magic was the backup plan. Dancing was supposed to be the thing that I was headed towards. So I very begrudgingly, with lots of resentment and anger, moped around, and then finally tried to get some help beyond regular muscle relaxants and things. And I was a broke dancer, so I didn't have money for what I recommend anyone do now, which is go and see proper professionals, get some real rehab, some real help. I was extremely fortunate to find and to be led to a class of Feldenkrais work, which is extremely gentle, self-directed movement where you roll around on the floor for 3 hours in slow motion, which I thought was insane at the time. and I went to a series of those classes, and it was magical how it helped my back. So I guess the magic bug in me got hooked, and I needed to understand how it was that I was progressing, doing this very flouncy, inconsequential-looking stuff. And that was, I think, the beginning of the romance I still have to this day with bodywork. I'm a huge bodywork fan. In the process of rehabbing my back, I became a teacher in lots of different disciplines. To this day, I'll push anyone out the door and go and see a body worker very easily. I think it's a wonderful thing. And I still keep sort of current with the body work. And my back got slowly better through lots of hard work and, you know, a little crying, but mostly hard work. And then I went on to become a body work expert and then a body work teacher, which I loved, and that was the new plan. I thought, well, I'm good at this, and I have a real insider's appreciation of what it's like to feel miserable and broken and how to mend up. So I thought, well, I'll do this for other people, which I did. And I live in the country in upstate New York, so we're surrounded by goats and chickens and cows and pigs and llamas and all kinds of fun animals, and I'm a lifelong animal lover. So I did body work for people and animals face-to-face or face-to-barn touching for many years and was very, very happy. And the one deviation to that really surprised me was I got introduced to some wildly exotic New Yorkers and some folks from different lands who did a kind of body work or energetic healing that I had never seen before. And I saw some great demonstrations they did with my own eyes. And the skeptic in me thought, well, I wonder how that works. And the long story compressed into that nutshell is I slowly began learning how that would work and how it could work. And very slowly I transferred my practice over from a face-to-face practice to a remote practice. So now I get the real honor and privilege of working with people and animals around the world. And thanks to technology, which is still astounding to me, I get to work on horses in Italy and dogs in New Zealand. And these are people and animals I could never have seen just geographically. So That's a long, winding, surprising, amusing road to here and now.
So you are actually about 260 years old then. I was doing that.
I do feel like that some days. Yeah. Some days it feels a little creaky. Yeah. I've compressed a lot of stuff into a very short period of time, that's for sure.
You have, you really have. Yeah, no, it's interesting. I'm a body talk practitioner, and I don't know if you've come across that. We do distance sessions of body talk. Okay.
No, I love it. Yeah.
Oh, you love it. Okay, yeah. And then people say to me, well, how do you do that? And I'm like, do you know what? I honestly don't know. Please ask me a different question. It just does. I don't know how it works, but it's wonderful. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What
I love really specifically about body talk, the thing that, I mean, I read body manuals for fun. I have that sort of craziness in my head. But one of the things that really fascinates me and delights me about body work is that all of the direction, all of the cues, all of the what shall we do next really does come from the body. It comes from that intelligence, that larger part of who we are. And that's to see a whole energetic work discipline structured around honoring that is really refreshing.
Well, thank you, sir. I know. I just love it. And I've tried other things. No, this is the one for me. I love doing it. So, cool. So there seem to be a lot of people on the line because of they must be aware of what you do. So what I wanted to ask you, Rudy, is, you know, for the transmissions that you do, so I've seen some on YouTube and I've been on your website. I think somebody recommended you to me. I'm not quite sure how I came across you, but I'm thrilled that I did. So you, it goes really quiet for about a minute and then you go, there you go. So what do you actually do?
Right. That's the most asked question. Well, actually, probably the second most asked question. Okay. Most people ask me if I'm actually a blonde or a true blonde. And the answer to that is I'm yes, I am, and mostly a dirty blonde at that. So what is it that I'm actually doing? The problem, I wish I had a better answer, because I do a lot. And because I have a naturally short attention span and a lot of things that I'm always working on, one section of silence, one energetic round can be a totally different thing that's going on from my point of view. We're accessing all kinds of different stuff because I have a lot of stuff that I'm constantly working on and testing. So that's kind of the disappointing answer. The actual larger mechanic is no matter what it is that I'm doing, it's always a version of very laser-focused prayer, fundamentally.
Okay, that's a good answer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 10 out of 10, you passed your test. Well done. Now, that was really, really good. No, I was wondering what I was going to get. I wasn't expecting prayer, but I really like that one. Okay, so now one of the things I always like to ask people, Spiritual Growth Tools on the Radio came about because, as with you, my journey started and took me through a huge healing process, and I wanted to share what I'd learned, and I love talking to new people, and I just think people are fascinating. So
yeah.
What is the number one... How do I say this? Yeah, so what is it that you think that you're most effective at? Should we say that?
Sure. I already have a fairly narrow practice. I have what I call a niche practice. And part of the reason I tell everybody to go try everything else first is because I'm not for everybody, and I'll tell you what I'm really good at.
Okay.
The other reason I nudge people out the door is sometimes, and frequently, a really great acupuncturist is perfect for that person, and they should go do acupuncture. Or
yeah.
A really good chiropractor, or a really good body talk practitioner, or some really good somatic classes. When we identify, you know, what's good for someone, what will really help, I have no attachment. I mean, I have nothing but wonderful clients, hallelujah. But I have no attachment to whether they work with me. I have an attachment to that they get better without struggle. That's my big, you know, I've been there, done that, and have the T-shirt, and I don't recommend the struggle because it's really overrated and
depressing.
No, I
depressing. Love that. I never do that. I always want the highest best, and I always, you know, hope that they get well. I never say, without the struggle, I'm going to put that into my routine. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, I don't recommend it.
So what are you good at then?
So my practice deals with chronic, long-standing issues that have not responded to other techniques or traditional or alternative medicine, or that's only gone so far and until someone's hit a block. My practice deals to a great extent with the people of undoing very quickly, without 40 years of psychotherapy, the suppressed emotional blocks that are really the gasoline or the fuel that's keeping them locked up. A big part of that has to do with releasing trauma. So I help folks with the expression of the emotional work that they haven't tackled in 10, 20, 50 years, and also the energetic locking mechanism that trauma has in their system. And the good news is that 20 years ago, we used to have to go to a hotel ballroom with 300 other people, scream and punch pillows and crawl around on the floor to do trauma release work. And
yeah.
It was amusing, but it was also very slow and very hit-miss.
Yeah.
Because of the work that I do today and because of my own personal history, trauma is of a very keen importance to me because I see it in most chronic issues. So when we work with trauma, we do it quickly. Most importantly, we do it painlessly with no reliving. That's crucial for me. And that kind of gentle energetic work that works beyond the trauma and the mind itself is one of the big keys to helping someone unlock that capability to get fully better, to get past where they're stuck.
Wow. When do I book in? Okay.
Well, if we can today, I would love at some point before we're done to do a little trauma piece for everybody, because it's useful whether, you know, whether we're dealing with I hate my mother, or why does the money dry up before the month ends, or, you know, why can't I stop fighting with my loved ones?
Yeah, no, I'm more than happy to do that, but I am going to say I'm going to bow to the general public today. Normally I ignore people if they call in, but these people look like they are really keen. So is it okay if we go to the line?
Absolutely, yep.
So a lady called Alexandra called up before, and I promised her she would be the first one on. So if I press this button. Hi, are you there, Alexandra?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
hi, Alexandra.
Okay. Hi.
So welcome to the show, and how can we help you?
Okay. I guess there's a couple of big things in my life that are going on right now. First of all, I'm in the middle of a career change. Really struggling to find, I guess, what I can do for a living that would be satisfying.
Okay.
And then the other main part of my life that's been, I guess, kind of my Achilles heel for a while is romantic relationships. I've just never been able to make it work.
Okay. Let me ask you, this is a non-facetious question, even though it's going to sound like it. Which of those two things in the current week or the current day for you really feels more important? And the way I'd like you to assess that is imagine you had one, and then imagine you had the other. Which one is more satisfying?
Probably a solid relationship, because I guess if I still hated my job, at least I'd have somebody to vent to all the time.
Yeah, I agree with you. And energetically, just listening to what's going on behind the words in your energetic system, I would agree with you. That's a much bigger deal, at least at the moment anyway. So I'd like to work there if we could.
Sure.
So, Alexandra, is there a time, do you have a benchmark where there was a great relationship that you remember or recall or that you can compare to, or has there never been one?
Not in my life. I mean, my parents have a great relationship, so for me that's sort of the model of success.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
yep.
The field is wide open, which is great news, and the field is wide open, which is also the bad news. So what I'd like you to do, because this will be helpful to everybody who's listening to this, is I'd like you to come up with, and it's going to be a little tough, one adjective, one descriptive word that sums up the kind of relationship that you'd like to be in. This is a partner who is blank. What fills in the blank? And we're not putting you on the spot.
Right.
No
oh, wow.
pressure.
Yeah. Huh.
So what's at the top of the list?
I guess compassionate.
Compassionate. Okay. Again, not to be facetious or to play devil's advocate, but I'm doing this for you and for everybody else. Check and see if, after you've said that, that remains true. Or is there something else, some other descriptive word that jumps ahead of that? And it could be just as it is, or you may have a more intense thing that you're going for. The reason I'm asking you that, by the way, is so that we work on the right thing for you.
Right. No, that makes sense. I think that would really be the most important thing, I guess. I don't know.
Awesome. Okay, good. So here's what we're going to do. Unless, and this could happen, because crazier things have happened on shows I've been on, unless your fella is in the queue for the show, there needs to be some way to connect, to, if you'll pardon the expression, to hook up, to connect energetically, to find one another in the world. So we're going to do an energetic process specifically focused for you on compassion, but for everybody else listening, they get to choose their own one adjective. And I can already hear the screaming from the lines. It's like, no, can't we have two or three adjectives? And the answer is no. It has to be one for this process. All of the lesser adjectives will come along with it, but we need to focus. So here's what we're going to do. Before we get started, Alexandra, I'd like you to just take an assessment of how you feel now without a partner who is compassionate in your life, what level of bummer that is for you. And then we're going to do the process, and then you'll do the same thing. You'll check afterwards how you feel about it, because this very
okay.
much has to do with changing what's going on internally. And we're also going to be lighting up essentially a beacon so that you're easier to find in the world as a match for a compassionate partner. All right. So what will happen is I'll go silent for about a minute or two. And during that silence, by the way, I'm not filing papers or knitting or doing anything else. We're actually going to get some energetic work started. And the focus of that energetic work is helping to remove or implode the barriers between you and finding that compassionate partner. Some of those you'll know, most of them won't actually be in the conscious mind. So the good news here is once you've figured out your adjective, which you have, I'm going to ask you for just a minute or two to let your mind wander wherever it wants to go. It's really easy doing this work, okay?
Okay.
So in a moment, we'll get things started. You'll let your mind wander, as will anyone else who wants to join us. And I'll be back to you in just a couple of minutes, and we'll get the energetics started right now. There we go. Nice and gently and easily, bring yourself back to the present moment. And
okay.
on the way back, what I'd like you to do is just do an assessment for yourself as to how you feel about it now. And if you're willing, I'd like to hear what that was and if you'll share that with folks.
Sure. I guess I feel a little more anxious than when we started because, we're talking about it, so it's that front of mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask you, in this moment, is the anxiety still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Locate where it is in your body for me, or where the biggest amount of it is.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's the same place that it is all the time. It's
Which is where?
It's on my right side. Yes, it's on my right side. It's in my abdomen, sort of like right under my rib.
Okay. So anybody that has any residual tightness, anxiety, or discomfort, because sometimes, when we move the furniture around like this, it kicks up stuff. Life kicks up stuff, but this process certainly will too. So everyone else who wants to do this can do this with you. This is really easy because I'm going to ask you to put your attention on the anxiety, and here's the hard part. And for the next minute or so, please don't try and fix it. Because you can't anyway, but people usually try and fuss and do something about it. That's not actually what we're doing. You're going to just keep your attention on it, okay?
Okay. Yeah, you're right. That is easy.
Good. And here we go. I'll be right back to you. There we go. Once again, just bring your attention back. And if you'll do the same thing for me, just check on the way back how you're doing, and I'd love to hear how you are doing.
Probably about the same.
Okay. So I have great news for you. You're going to find, and I don't say this because there's no awareness of anything changed. I say this because I've been doing this a long time, and the numbers usually support it. You'll probably find within 20 minutes or so that there'll be a fairly spectacular drop in the level of anxiety. And if it's not by then, you'll definitely find by tomorrow, after, you know, a cycle of sleep, that you'll feel quite different. So different meaning better, not different meaning worse. So
right.
What I'd like you to do, if you would, is if you would let Carolyn know, just shoot us an email. We always love to hear that. Sometimes folks take a little time, and that's perfectly fine. When the energetic structure of this that we collapsed is noticed by the whole system, you'll actually start to really experience the benefit. So that may be in a few minutes, maybe tomorrow. But I'm thrilled you got through.
Me too. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Alexander. Thanks.
Good luck with that. And thank you for calling Spiritual Growth Tools on the radio, Alexander. Wishing you love.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Should we do another one, or would you like a bit of a break
mm-hmm.
before the next one?
Sure. Sure.
Sure to which one?
No, sorry. Let's go and help somebody else if we can.
I am going to pick this number here. So I've got 404, and then it ends in 1793. So let's see. Hello?
Hello? My goodness. Hello, my goodness.
Oh, welcome. What's your name, please?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. Welcome, welcome. How can we help you?
Oh, my goodness. I've got a big thing going on where I'm going to have to separate, or I just can't be with this person. I can't live with this person any longer. And I'm in my late 60s, and I've got all kinds of, like, oh, my God, where, how, dollars, and even to even bring the topic up, because right now, presently, he's not in the home, but it's been really abusive. And there's not a clear path for me. And it's not like, I don't know, normal people, okay, out the door, whatever, come what may. So I need some help, please.
Absolutely. Mary, I have one question, because you used a magic word, which is abusive. Do you mean physically abusive?
Emotionally.
Okay.
Really big, huge. And it almost got to the other point.
Okay. So just because I suffer from mothering syndrome myself, and I want everyone should stay safe always, if you're ever in a circumstance where things do become physically threatening, the correct response and the only response is to call the authorities. So we'll put that into everybody's head, because that's an important thing to know.
Yes.
And that's a non-negotiable line.
Yeah.
So it's messy. It's complicated. The mind is spinning. What am I going to do? How do I do this, do that? How does this happen?
Yeah.
So that great description you gave is a really good description about life and our mind and how we navigate this. My favorite part is actually that there's no obvious or predetermined path, or no clear path, and that's right. So
okay.
one of the big secrets of living is, well, there's actually two. One is to notice that that's true always. There isn't a time where that is not true. So it's always true. And then the big secret after that is getting to a place where that's okay. And why would you bother? Why would you bother? Well, if you get to a place where that's okay, you get to navigate it really well. And then, to quote a really good book, all of the crooked places straighten out so that the path actually does become more clear. So I would love to help you with this. because when we're in a muddle, every little piece of straightening things out will be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mary, you and I are going to work, and at the same time, folks who are listening, they can do this for their own muddle issue, for wherever there's a lack of clarity or confusion or too much mind spinning. And this is really fun because we're going to go about it what feels like in a backwards way. Good. I think that was your first breath I heard you take.
I can't breathe.
So that's already progress. Good.
It's the fear. It's the fear of the unknown. And it's the fear of the how.
Yeah,
and it's
absolutely.
The fear of even, you know, really making it happen. Mm-hmm. And that would mean confronting him again.
So you notice how the mind has already plotted out the whole thing like a soap opera.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also answered its own questions. That'll mean this, but then that won't happen. You know, it is like a soap opera. That's how we live our lives in our head, because that's part of how we are.
It's
so
crowded in there. Let me tell you, it's crowded.
You and me both, yeah. So, Mary, we're going to do something that's actually really fun because it'll make an enormous difference.
Okay.
I'm going to do an energetic round that starts with a little mumbling, and you don't have to worry about the mumbling. I'll start with mumbling, and then I'll go silent. And during that whole time, what I want you to do is not do what we did previously. I don't want you to be passive in this round. I actually would like you, when we get started, to bring up the whole story bit at a time and all of the places that you're aware of that are going to feel hard and difficult and challenging. You're going to come up mentally just to yourself with all of the tough places, one after another after another.
Okay.
And I'd like you to crank through as many as you possibly can.
Okay.
I know it sounds a little wacky, but by the time we're done, you'll notice some big differences.
All right.
So, I'll start with a little mumbling. I'll go silent. You'll do this specifically for your situation. Everyone else who's joined us can do it for an issue in their life where there's the same kind of confusion or too many choices. All right? And we'll see how we do. We'll go for a minute or two, and we'll get started right now. And there we go. Nice and gently, just bring your attention back. And before you do anything, I'd like you to take a breath for me. Good. Yeah, that was a nice one. So now, if you would, I'd love to hear what your experience was and what you're aware of now.
As I was visiting all those places mm-hmm. that were of concern, my heart beat. And as I was going through them, the list was easier. They kept popping in quite quickly, and I felt capable to have covered what I thought were the major issues.
Great. And how do you feel about this big old honking mess now?
Trust is the word that's coming to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Trust, but then also direction. Right. You know, wanting, needing direction. Clear signs. You know, clear signs. And to me, that's kind of like it's going to, I'm just going to be shown. It's just keep following, doing the next thing, the next thing, the next thing.
I could not have given you better advice. And I want to point something out. I think you're already very aware of it. But to everybody else who's listening, the confusion in the question and the irregularity in your voice at the beginning of this came from a totally different person than it just came from. There's been a very fundamental shift in your strength, your focus, and your courageousness. And I think you are aware of that. But for anyone who wasn't sure, yes, that it's the same Mary.
I can't hear myself, so I couldn't notice.
Oh, well, it's lovely, and it suits you.
Yeah, no, I can join in on that one. You do sound very different. And Rudy, that was really powerful. Thank you. But Mary, and anyone who's listening, I actually do angel readings. So if you really are stuck and you'd like me to ask the angels, I'm more than happy to do that. So just go to spiritualgrowthtools.co.uk. A shameless plug, I know, but I find working with the angels is fantastic. And
great.
If that could help, I'd be happy to be of service. So please consider that if you really are stuck.
Thank you.
And Mary, I'm so thrilled you made it through and we got to do the work.
Oh, I really appreciate it. I couldn't believe that you chose my number. I love it.
Glad we did.
And thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome and the very, very best of luck with that, Mary. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Good luck. She was adorable. Mm-hmm. Okay, Rudy, would you like another one? We have probably 10 minutes left if we can make this a short one. Which one shall I pick? Shall we go for this one? So 330 and it ends in 2002. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How can I help you?
Wow, I can't believe I got through. Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess my thing is I just recently came across Rudy's work. I honestly don't even remember how. And I've been using it, and it's been helping me. But I just have this, like this wall or this cloud above me that it seems I just can't quite breakthrough. And I don't have, like, during the day I'm just fighting for energy all the time. I'm just tired both emotionally and physically, and I just want to be able to, I have four small kids, you know, wonderful husband, but I want to be able to get up in the morning with energy and just, you know, be grateful for what I have and just, you know, just be thankful and happy and you know, just
sure.
And I have, it seems I always have this mind chatter that just doesn't stop. So that's basically what I'd like to have, is just to be able to be me and be happy and, you know, be a good mother, be a good wife, and that.
Awesome. So, Catherine, let me ask you a couple of quick questions. Are you a good mother?
I certainly try my best.
Good. Are you a good wife?
I do my best with that also.
Good. And are you actually grateful for your life?
I am.
Good.
I have,
so you qualify
a lot
on...
of...
Sorry. You qualify on all counts. So let's talk about the mind chatter. Every religion on the planet, every spiritual book, every spiritual teaching and teacher from the beginning of time has tried to teach us what to do with mind chatter because it gets in the way and it bums a lot of us out. It really saps us.
Yes.
So I'm thrilled that you've noticed the connection between being exhausted and having mind chatter because they're pretty intimately related. It's certainly not the only reason folks can get exhausted, but it's a drain.
Yes.
So let's do something really productive to teach you a way to deal with that that will actually help you.
Okay.
You're going to actually find this much more fun than you thought, because all of the other ways that are taught are kind of boring, and they take, you know, 30, 40 years of practice, and they're very sensible. So I'd like to teach you a way that's much more fun.
Wonderful.
You don't have to give us details, but pick one area that you know there's always mind chatter. Your mind is going at you and nang all the time. What area
okay.
would that be? Would it be about the house, about your work, about your feet, about your mother?
Beating myself down.
Awesome.
For not being who I want to be or who I, you know, think I should be and.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
Yes. Welcome to the human race. We have no idea what you're talking about. It's only you. And, of course, all of us know exactly what you're talking about. So we're going to have a little fun with the mind, with your mind and all of our minds, because all of our minds do this. And our minds do it relentlessly. And especially when we're having a rough time or a bad day, the mind goes, aha, now I'm really going to call them terrible things. So if you would imagine your mind or that voice in front of your chest, like you're, I have to imagine everything like I'm in a cartoon because I love cartoons. You can conceptualize that in any way you like, but make it easy. So let me know when you can see or hear the voice in front of your chest.
Okay.
Awesome. That's easy, right? And by the way, those of you that are struggling with this, just pretend or make it up because it works the same way. So in a moment, not yet, I'm going to give you some outrageous instructions, and I want you to just try it and see what happens, okay?
Okay.
I promise it will not hurt you, and it can only help. So start the voice nammering and jammering in front of your chest on the endless tape loop that it nammers and jammers on. And then all of a sudden, I'd like you to imagine that your rib cage opens down the middle and swings open on a hinge, so both sides of your ribs just open right up, and literally your heart and your chest is bared, and your job is to say to that voice, come on in, do that now for me.
Okay.
And then tell me what you notice happens when you do that.
Feel free.
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm telling you.
Awesome.
Like this,
yeah.
Walked out.
Yeah. One of my other favorite ways to do this in my cartoon brain is to go, okay, come on in, and what else you got, and is that the best you can do? It's like bullying the bully, but doing the opposite. We're actually inviting that tape loop to come inside and to be heard. So if you would, Catherine, just take a breath and then check inside for yourself, is there more freedom?
Yes, there is.
Yes. Do you know what that is? That's actually
feels
more...
like the weight is lifted off of me.
Right. And what's revealed is more you. That's actually the first glimpse, or one of the first glimpses you'll get from doing this, of being that person you want to be and more of who you're aiming to become. And ain't that a kick in the pants?
Oh, my goodness, it feels so good.
Yay.
Thank you.
You
thank
are
you.
So welcome. I'm just, thank you for asking. Cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, and that was really helpful to me, so I'm really grateful to you for bringing that up. Okay, have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye now. Okay, now, thank you so much, Rudy. That was brilliant. Mine was a monkey that was really cocky, and then as soon as I said, come on in, then it just slunk off. Good for you. I love that one.
Great,
okay,
good.
Okay, so did you say we have probably, about 8 minutes left. Did you say you wanted to do something about trauma? Can you do that in a short time?
I would love to.
Yeah, yep, let's do that then.
Great. So I want to do a process for everybody. And trauma is a big deal. If you have any area in your life that is a chronic unhealed place or condition, and by that I mean it can be a physically expressed chronic condition. You can literally have a sore or a wound physically that doesn't heal. You can also, as we all know, you can have emotional wounds that feel like they're constantly getting picked at and they don't ever go away. And trauma can affect our lived life. So trauma can show up in a part of our working life. It can show up, for example, in relationships with bosses. There's a really easy to understand one. It can also be really subtle and also pretty debilitating. It can show up in the bedroom with our partner. It can show up in the relationship we have with our children or with our pets. So what I want to do is I want to take us through a trauma resolution piece, and for this I'm going to ask you to pick only one thing. I know that many of us have suffered at the hands of lots of traumatic events, myself included, but honestly, if you do this one sequence well, you'll have an effect on all of your trauma, and you'll get more bang for your buck by focusing. So while I give you instructions, you can be thinking of the area that you want to tackle, the event that happened. The really important thing to do during this process is to not get re-seduced by the energy that is around all trauma. There's a tendency, because trauma has such a big pull, to be re-seduced back into experiencing it again or reliving it or revivifying it by going back and visiting the memory, and we're going to do none of that. My deal is, once you've been traumatized, once was enough. So we're not going back to relive anything. You're going to picture the event as a non-moving, that's important, black and white image. I always tell folks to just imagine that it's a poster or a billboard. And that's going to be representative in your consciousness of that event. And the fact that it's not moving will help you to not get re-seduced by it. And if it's still hard for you to even conceptualize that, because some traumas are really big deals, you can push that picture further out away from you in your imagination until it's a safe distance so that you can just look at it for a minute or two, which is what we're going to do. If it needs to go 300 football fields away, so be it. If it needs to go just another couple of feet, that's fine too. All right, so I've jammered enough. Hopefully you've picked one incident that in your books has trauma contained in it. In this round, you're going to hear me do nothing but mumble, and you don't have to pay attention to that. It's fundamentally background noise anyway. Your entire job during the process is to just keep your attention lightly on the black and white non-moving image. That's all you have to do. Before we get started, you might want to just notice, when you think about the trauma, is it high, medium, low, how much it bothers you. And then you're going to put your attention on the image. I'll start the mumbling in a second. We'll go probably for a minute and a half or so, and then we'll check and see. All right, and here we go. We'll get that started for everyone right now. And very gently, just come back to here and now. You don't have to hold on to any other images. You might want to, before you do anything else, either have a little wiggle around or a stretch or maybe a yawn. Reorient to the present moment. And then honestly and accurately as you can in the moment, just notice how that feels to you now compared to how it did previously. And Carolyn, could I ask you to be a guinea pig for us here? Would you let us know before and after and whatever your experience was?
Can I just say that I'm really sensitive to things like this? So if it sounds really far-fetched, this is really normal for me. So I pictured myself as a little baby because I was abandoned as a baby. And I was just looking at it, and I've done a lot of work on it. So there wasn't a lot of emotional attachment to it, but I was doing the rejection side of it. And I just felt like someone was stretching me. Like, it was crazy. It just felt like I was being pulled, really, really stretched, and then gently put back down again. I have no idea what that means, but wow.
Great. Good.
I don't know what it means. So, but it felt, you know, I couldn't stop being stretched, if that makes any sense, but it felt really like I was letting something go. It was amazing. Thank you.
Excellent. You're welcome. And I just wanted to say, for folks who don't have the same full tilt that you and I do, some folks undergo that. I make a lot of my resources available anonymously to veterans, because those are folks who are walking around with sort of more than the normal amount of trauma work. So some folks, whether they're really stoic or whether they're like Carolyn and I and, you know, way out there already, you can sit and do this work and feel just relaxed and fine, or you're even allowed to feel bored and distracted, or you can have all kinds of experiences. I'm not attached to what those experiences are, even though they're very interesting. What matters to me and how I judge this, because I do this with folks all the time, all day long, is the before and after differences. So my suggestion is to just notice what's changed and by how much in a general way, and then also to give it, as I said earlier, a little bit of time in case you happen to be a slower processor. And what's funny about that is a lot of the folks who swear up and down they're slow processors, they can drop a trauma in, you know, 2 and 3 minutes. So it is a god of irony. But whenever it leaves or lightens, you'll actually notice that. And I don't say this to brag, because I developed a lot of this work for healing my own traumatic history. But when this lets go, it lets go for good. There's no rubber band snapback effect. So that lessened pressure actually creates a lot more good that's available in consciousness. So you'll just play with it, and then you'll have your own experience.
Wow, and here's an idea. So my Facebook group is Spiritual Growth Tools, and I always post, you know, which radio shows are on, and there's definitely a couple for Rudy. So if you've got any feedback for us, I'd be thrilled if you just go on in there and obviously like the page, please, but leave us some feedback about how you experience this, because I find this sort of thing fascinating. So that would be really great. I'd love to see you in there. Okay, well, sadly, I think I'm going to have to say thank you very much for coming on. Do you just want to tell people how they can get in touch with you and what's coming up for you?
Oh, sure, absolutely. There are two main sites I have. One is rudyhunter.com, and that's Rudy with a Y. And the other is huntershealingcalls.com. And both of those sites, you can join my mailing list so you'll get in the information loop for everything that's happening. But there's also a lot of free tools that are up on both of those sites for both people and animals. And those are free for you to use, and I'd love it if you'd tell folks about it. Quite honestly, they're there because it's part of a fulfillment of a vow I made to myself when I was lying on the floor crying with an aching back and couldn't get the help that I wanted years ago. I swore that if I ever got the opportunity, I would make some tools available so that folks can grab hold of them and use them. I've actually made a lot of tools available. And coming up, there's a fun sheets call, which you can look up on the site. That's a bit of a giggle if you want to receive energetic work remotely, and lots of it. And then every year in December, I run something called the December event, which is me sending to a delicious group of folks every day for 31 days. So my real encouragement is go to the site, poke around, see what you like. And if you'd let your friends know, that's always great.
Well, from the bottom of my soul, thank you so much. I really enjoyed that, and I really would love to have you on again, because I can see there's a lot of disappointed people here who would have loved to talk to you, including myself. I've sent you a cheeky email saying, do you want to swap sessions? So I'll just wait for you to respond to that. But thank you so
Excellent.
Much for coming on, Rudy. It's been a real pleasure. And
Thanks,
yeah,
Caroline.
I'll definitely be in touch to get you back on another time.
Thank you. Great to be here.
All right. Lots of love to you.
So,
wow, that was amazing. I feel really like I'm floating. So thank you for that. So next week's guest is Eloise Ansel. Eloise is a good friend of mine and has been on the show before. We will be discussing the Body Talk tool, which is called Mindscape, where she teaches anyone who can use it a way of discovering the answers to what you're looking for and how to find out what you need to find out in your life at this present moment. So thank you so much for listening to us on Spiritual Growth Tools on the radio. You can find us on Twitter as @GrowthTools. You can find us on Facebook as Spiritual Growth Tools. And I really love doing this show. So thank you for listening in. If you subscribe to the channel, you will be kept informed about the upcoming shows you will not want to miss. Stay safe, and I hope you find the tools that you need to grow with grace this week.
Thank you for listening to Spiritual Growth Tools live on the radio. For more information, go to spiritualgrowthtools.co.uk.